Good for you.
Jacy, Marie Anthony, a jury of your peers, having found you not guilty as to the charge contained in count one of the indictment, murder in the first degree, at this time I will adjudge you to be not guilty. Providing false information to a law enforcement officer, I will adjudge you to be guilty of those counts in order that you be fingerprinted here in open court at this time.
All right, it's a wrap. Jacy Anthony will not get the needle, will not be on death row. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight is where we meet again. Just a cross-section of what's going on in your backyard and mine. The buzz partially is over, Jacy Anthony. How could you not at least pay attention to this? You must be living under a rock if you know nothing about this case. You couldn't help but bump into it at some point in your life. After less than 11 hours of a deliberation, a jury found her not guilty, the 25-year-old, as we just said, as you just heard, the judge reading there of the first-degree murder and the other most serious charges that she was facing in the death of her daughter back in 2008, two-year-old Kaylee. Now, the jury did convict her of lying to the cops. There was four misdemeanor counts of that. She could get time. I don't think the judge is going to give her time, though, because she already served time. I think she walks out maybe by the end of the week, maybe the beginning of next week. There was a lot of emotion in the courtroom. Jacy Anthony cried out, looked forward, hugged her defense attorney and the rest of the team. Her father, George Anthony, here's a clue, showed no reaction from his seat in the back of the courtroom. Nothing. Showed no reaction whatsoever. Thursday, it'll be a standing room only, you can bet, at the sentencing, which will be straight up in the beginning of the morning at 9 a.m. She could theoretically get a year in jail on each of those charges of lying to the cops. She won't. I can't imagine that. Like I said, I'll say it again, because of time served and whatnot. The jurors decided not to talk, not to say why they arrived at their decisions. They're not interested. They just said no. They don't want to talk to anybody. They didn't want to go on any television shows. They didn't want to talk to anybody. There was an alternate juror who had to sit through the trial, of course, but wasn't actually part of the deliberations. And he just said that he agreed with the verdict wholeheartedly, saying that the prosecution didn't prove their case. And he said, and this may be the question that so many people were asking themselves, how did the little girl die? How did Kaylee die? So despite what the prosecution put out there, the fact that nobody came forward for 30-some days, the fact that she was off partying in nightclubs and chasing after boyfriends and whatever, none of the personal character portraits by the prosecution played any piece of, I think, what the jury decided anyway. I mean, obviously they didn't. Prosecutors say, or they were alleging, that Jacy used chloroform, remember, to put her daughter out. Then slap some duct tape across her mouth. That's a great picture, isn't it, to think of that? And her nose, just suffocate her, just snuff out her life. And they say that she put the kid's body, Kaylee, in the trunk of her car for a few days, then got rid of it. Her remains, of course, were discovered on that fateful day back in December of 2008 by a meter reader. And then the rest was history. In the end, the defense tried to maintain that Kaylee wasn't even murdered, that she drowned in an above-ground pool in the summer of 2008, and that her grandfather panicked when he found her and covered up the death. And, of course, George Anthony denied that over and over and over again. But all of that doesn't matter. In the end, not enough evidence, apparently, to convict her. Reasonable doubt. Two very important words, reasonable doubt. And you think of some of the things that we heard along the way. She moved out of her parents' house, stayed with her boyfriend at the time, got a tattoo that said beautiful life. She went shopping. She was in a hot body contest at one point. And it's hard to stretch your imagination and think about that. Not to think of a 25-year-old going through that, but to think of a daughter missing and the mother off doing it, doing that, doing all the stuff that she was doing. At first, remember, she told the people around her when she was asked where Kaylee was, including the cops, that her child was with her nanny, and that she told her parents other stories, and told some other people other stories, and there were stories around stories. But in the end, Casey Anthony has to live with this, because in my mind, I understand reasonable doubt. I understand and can make the leap legally. But sadly, I think she done it. I think she did it, folks. And I'm not going to lie. I think she did it. If I were, I couldn't be a juror in this case. I would have a very hard time, first of all, because I knew too much. I would have known too much about the case before even I would have even had a possibility of being chosen if I had lived in that area and my number came up. But I do believe she did it. She had something to do with this for certain. And I don't believe anything about a floating Kaylee in a pool at all. I think that's why the trunk and the smell coming from the trunk. You can't. What is the smell coming from the trunk? It was human decomposition. So what was that about? The air samples, the carpet, the scrapings, all that stuff. What was that about? The odor coming out of the trunk. But the problem is, and I understand this, again, legally, circumstantial evidence. I get it. How does she abandon her car at some business in Orlando saying, oh, it ran out of gas? Then it's towed to a yard. It stays there until her parents get a letter from the yard that had the car, and they went and picked it up. Doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. The Anthonys, for the rest of their lives, walk around knowing what really happened. I mean, was it some crazy accident? Are we all wrong on this? That, why wouldn't they have said that? Why? Remember at one point the defense had a woman on the stand who volunteered in the search for the little girl, said that she was fooling around with George Anthony, the father, said that he once told her what happened to Kaylee, that it was an accident that snowballed out of control. Of course, he denied the affair, said it wasn't true, said things were taken out of context. It's a very circus-like trial to begin with. The prosecution loses. Kaylee Anthony loses. Casey Anthony gets her freedom. Your thoughts, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Got opinions. This is a smart group out there. I know you want to run to the phone. Hit these digits. We're talking about Casey Anthony. Sorry, can't escape it. Trust me. We have government rage on the show, but we're just going to contain it. We're just going to contain it for this version of America Tonight. 800-259-5791. While they try to figure out how to get back into the black in Washington with the same old nonsense in the back and forth, gee, Democrat, Republican, they're tossing the ball all over the place, kind of like the NFL. We move to something that for sure is in the books, and that is the fact that Casey Anthony cannot be tried for this no matter what. I mean, somebody could come into the prosecutor's office and say, listen, I know she did it, and here's why, because she told me, and look, I have a recorded conversation, whatever. Double jeopardy, baby. That's it. It's done. So she did it. She's walking around with it in her head, and then she's got to live with it, or the rest of the Anthony family, whatever happened, whatever the deal is. I find it hard to believe. In fact, I know somebody knows what happened here. But the bottom line is, as some people were saying, and as I try to differentiate at the top, I get the legal system. I get the reasonable doubt. I get the evidence thing. In this case, from the beginning, the prosecution did not grab them. Didn't grab them. Didn't have it. They didn't have it. And maybe they lost him with a mountain of evidence, but not the smoking gun. I don't know. Could be that. Reasonable doubt is the two words hooked together, I think, that sunk it for the prosecution. And in fact, so bad what the prosecution now has to live with reminds me of Marsha Clark and the group that she was with and how they felt afterwards in the O.J. Simpson trial, if you wanted to look at that, is the fact that here you have this lead prosecutor who'd been in the chair for 30 days, that's it. He's done. He's retiring. Of course. I mean, talk about just getting pounded. Because I really believe that they thought they had this. Jeff Ashton is done. He's gone. I'm sure it just took the life out of him is what I'm thinking. In the meantime, Jose Baez, who is the defense attorney, boy, you can just imagine how his fortune starts to rise, right? 800-259-5791. Let's take a bunch here in a second, but first, quickly, I want you to hear another reaction. Susan Moss talks about being just completely stunned by all of this and thinks it's a bunch of nonsense.
It's not that this little girl was found in a bathing suit or in pajamas from an early morning drowning. She was found in street clothes that she would wear during the day, which would lead one to believe that every argument that was presented by the defense is a bunch of hooey. When you look at all the facts and you look at the science, it's just astonishing they came up with a not guilty verdict on all counts, except for the lying to the police.
All right, there you go. That was my reaction. I was just completely astonished. And she makes the point about the clothes, too. Was in the pool, drowned, not in a bathing suit. Ooh, we panicked. No, not at all. In fact, in street clothes. Bottom line is, though, it's done. Cannot try her again. Does not matter who steps forward, what somebody says, what doesn't matter. That's it. It's over with. There is no justice, by the way, for Kaylee. No justice, because we do not know exactly what happened. We don't know. And nobody goes to jail for this. Nobody goes to jail no matter what time, no matter what, how much they're doing, what's the charge. Ultimately, nobody is doing time for this. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm perplexed. I agree with almost everything you just said, because I do not agree with the jury. I believe in our system, and I believe in the way it works. But sometimes when it works, it doesn't work. Anything that does work sometimes doesn't. But the thing that I'm the most set aside about is there's a two-year-old, you just said it, there's a two-year-old little child that will never have a voice. We as adults are supposed to be the voice of the children when they're with us. This little girl will not ever see what she deserves, because they've spent over a couple of years prosecuting one end of it, and now that it's over, if you turn around and try to pick up a cold case like that, nobody's ever going to pay for this. That was my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. That's the sad part about this. You see that beautiful little girl just absolutely stunning. It doesn't matter that what she looked like, but you see those pictures of her and you just think, wow, how does this happen? And nobody pays a price for this. Nobody pays a price. That's the sad part about it. Absolutely. Daniel, thanks for the call. The fact that she's just snuffed out. I mean, was she chloroformed by her mother? Was she smothered, suffocated? What would that be like? You know, children have that innocence. You have that innocent thing about you. Until people start to ruin it for you. You know, you're not in the bubble anymore. You get out of the bubble and you see the real world. And, you know, not to go completely cynical on you. Because, you know, I always say that. It's like on this show when we get to the point where, man, we have been talking about something for so long. And we're all upset. And we just, I say, we got to lighten the load. I mean, this is life. This is it. But in the case of this girl, she was in that purely innocent stage where you have the grandparents, the uncle, the mother, whoever's in her life, and that's it. That's the world. And somebody did something. Something happened here, which I believe was the mother. But they didn't nail it enough for this jury. The reasonable doubt stuck with them, and perhaps the defense and some of the craziness, the sidebars, the way off the rails conversations about what could have happened, drowning, abuse, what all that stuff, enough of a screen to just make that jury think, yeah, you know, hey, she's a kid, or she didn't do this, and she's I was 25. I know what that was like. You know, who knows? Who knows? And we don't know, because there's no jurors to say. You know, a lot of times the brilliance of our system, too, can be you have free will, and you can talk about it or not, but you get enough jurors together. And it's fascinating. I think it is. I think the Monday morning quarterbacking in the case of a jury is so valuable. And as a person who would listen to this, like any of you, to hear what went on, the inner workings of somebody deciding the fate and listening to the trial and the evidence and how they arrived at that verdict, to me, is invaluable information. But that's information we're not getting in this case, and probably won't ever get, unless somebody decides, you know, I'm going to talk. I'll talk about it. They decide after a couple of months, Dateline, NBC, or whoever chases after them, they decide they're gonna go ahead and talk and just say whatever happened. Hey, we all felt like there wasn't reasonable doubt, or, you know, the evidence just wasn't really right there, and there wasn't the DNA, and how could that be, and whatever. I would want to know that. What were the real turning points for the jurors? I mean, did the prosecution ever have them? Or did the defense just present enough of a case? Because remember, she did the one thing that really you're not supposed to do when everybody especially thinks you're guilty. When you know in the court of popular opinion that most of the world thinks you're guilty, you don't testify. And she didn't do it. She didn't testify. And in the end, what a decision by the defense, of course. So she'll go to sentencing at 9 o'clock on Thursday, but only for lying to the cops. Only for lying to the cops. I'll say it again. Was justice served? 800-259-5791. We're going to take some more on the flip side.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Lots of reaction to the verdict of the Casey Anthony trial. He's found not guilty of murder. Stunning, absolutely stunning to some. And others, hey, it's the justice system and a jury of her peers found her to be not guilty. Reasonable doubt plays a big part in this. The prosecution so overwhelmed that one of them, a major player in Orlando, Jeff Ashton, has decided to just retire. That's it. Boom. That's all she wrote. I'm done with this nonsense. And for quite some time, the world has been watching what's been going on with Casey Anthony. So now this is it. She probably walks out. Her days of the orange jumpsuit are over with since 2008, and after the arrest and all of that, the judge will decide what happens on the four counts of lying to the cops, but most likely she probably will leave prison. You know, the state's theory was that Casey Anthony used chloroform, I've said this a few times, but it's worth repeating, to shut her daughter up, basically, then suffocated her with duct tape. And that she went on this fantastical voyage of nonsense and lies to cover up what she had done. But Jose Baez, who was her attorney, said that his client was the victim of an abusive upbringing and that her father was home with her on June 16th of 2008, and they noticed she was missing. They frantically searched for her all over the place. They found her in an above-ground pool that they had outside where she was lifeless in the water. I'm not buying that. What's so sad in all of this and worth repeating. There's a mountain of circumstantial evidence. And what's interesting is, and there was a mountain of circumstantial evidence, and usually when you can present that, if we went through and looked at a lot of different cases, a lot of times there's a good chance they're going to find you guilty. They're going to find the defendant guilty. They had no physical evidence. No physical evidence. And I don't know. What did the prosecution do wrong in this case? Did they just hammer her too hard? What was it? In the end, Kaylee does not get the justice that she deserves. May she rest in peace. No jurors will comment on it at this point. Security was so tight, like a drum I heard around that courthouse. And a lot of people felt like it was the defense anyway, felt like it was a media assassination from the beginning when it came to Casey Anthony. So you had people that, were yelling all kinds of things when the verdict was read. The courthouse was just crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. But the verdict is in. She cannot be tried for this. Double jeopardy applies here. So this is it. They're done. Reasonable doubt, that's it. And we may never know what happened here. In fact, we probably won't know. I mean, this goes down as a huge victory for the defense. And some people called this trial, though I don't agree with that, but I've heard this trial being called the trial of the century. She would have gotten the death penalty if she was convicted, or she could have gotten the death penalty. There was a good chance of that anyway. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Kate, you cover a lot of subjects just like this, and I would like to know how you do it. How do you keep your composure? How do you keep relatively calm on the outside when you're boiling and dying inside?
That's and true. No. Listen, I agree with you. Before I did this, before I did America Tonight, I was a television reporter anchor, and I did the hard stuff. We called it crimes and courts. And that's what I did. And so I can't tell you how many times I sat through some sickening things in courtrooms and talked to both lawyers for the defense and the prosecution and saw some awful things. Beautiful young woman who in a crazy rage murdered her ex-boyfriend and his girlfriend. And the girl was so innocent. This was down the line. It had nothing to do with their breakup. And watched that whole thing unfold, and it looked like she was going to get off, but they nailed her for it and saw the family weeping in the courtroom. It's tough to see all that. But at least in that case, I thought, justice was served, because I thought they had her. They did. They ended up, it took a long time, and this was in Santa Maria, California, but they got her. In this case, it's just so gut-wrenching for that beautiful little girl. I mean, Kaylee Anthony, if her mother didn't want her, if her family didn't want her, if they were so nuts and crazy and whatever, there's so many people that would have adopted that child. Are you kidding me? In a heartbeat. Probably even somebody connected to that family.
Well, Kate, I'm so sorry that you can't get those pictures out of your mind. Huh? Can you? You can't.
No.
You're stuck with them forever and ever.
Yeah.
But, just like in prison, when a prisoner does something so absolutely evil that the other, I think I've said this before on your show, when they do something so absolutely evil that the other inmates feel the same way about, that it is absolutely horrendous, they don't last long. And I wonder if she's going to last long even out on the streets, lest she have a bodyguard for the rest of her life.
Yeah,
and how she can stay in the prison of her own mind, having done it and gotten by with it.
Yeah, that's, if you're carrying that around in your heart, can you imagine that? Unless you're just icy cold. I mean, you got to think of Scott Peterson. I mean, you're just, you got nothing in there. You think of Scott Peterson and remember his wife, the pregnant wife, who Lacey, who he murdered, and then he was acted like he was just distraught and went out on the manhunt for her and all that. And you think of just how there was just ice water in that guy's veins. So there are people who are pathological, and maybe she falls into that category.
It's time for me to hang up.
All right. Thanks, Ann. Yeah, it's, you know, it's rough stuff to think about it. It is. And the more you, it's true. You know, these are people we don't know, but these are images that we've seen over and over and over again. And it just leaves you with that lingering question. What about the little girl? What about justice for her? In all of this, whatever. What about justice here? We'll never know what happened. We will never know what happened. If there was some freak accident, which I don't buy, but regardless, we won't know the answer to that riddle. We will not know that. And I just scratched my head thinking about this. Wow. I mean, just scratch my head. The defense attorney, man, he's like risen to the top where the prosecution is sinking to the bottom. Absolutely. A 2-year-old girl was murdered, and the legal system failed her, I think. And the adults around her absolutely failed her. They failed her. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Al in Canada if he's still there. Al, how are you?
Yeah, I get. How many children does this woman have? Does she have any other kids?
No, just this one.
I think the child welfare authorities, if she does, she's probably going to have more kids. I think the child welfare authority should flag her, find out where she lives, and kind of keep an eye on her. Or can they do that?
Well, I think everybody knows everything about her at this point. She has no husband, none of that. She's single. And I don't think that's even anything in anyone's mind. But yeah, if there's problems with her, trust me, people know where she is.
And you know that double jeopardy rule is kind of crazy. I think that should be abolished because what would happen now if some evidence came out that proved beyond a reasonable doubt that there was evidence that she was covering up, she hid from the police and she covered it all up. And basically, could she not be charged with perjury? Because when she got up and said not guilty, and she bloody well knew that she did it, that is perjury, right?
No. Well, they can't charge her with anything. That's it. Double jeopardy. She's done. They've already rendered their verdict. No.
I know that's the rule, but why is it the rule? Just because a lawyer says that's a rule, but there's got to be a logic. There's no logical reason for that.
No, that's the way the law is written, so that you don't go through this again, so you don't retry this in the case. This is a capital murder case, and they can't. That's just the way the law is written. That you cannot do this again. You can't do this.
I know, but there's no logical reason for that rule. And there's no logical reason. The only reason we have the right to remain silent, is another stupid rule, because that came from the Star Chamber in 1500 and 1600 England, in the 1500s in England, because what they would do there, if you were charged with they would torture you, and if you died, you were guilty, and if you lived, you were a witch, and they execute you anyway. So that's where the right to remain silent is stupid law, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's the whole thing about, you know, when somebody, the Mirandizing, when they read you the rights, I think people went into Harry Carey in some cases because they would just blurt things out that their attorneys would try to take back later. Al, thanks for the call. You know the numbers. Light them up.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, setting aside the dramatic verdict in the Casey Anthony trial, we're going to move along for a second here for some odds and ends on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I'll tell you what, some other things to be sure happened over the holiday weekend. First off, I hope all of you had a chance to spend some time with family or just chill. I call it caving. If you caved it by yourself and you just watched fireworks on the tube, but you had a chance to just relax, not think about anything, good for you. That counts. You got to do that on these holidays. You got to just sort of unplug yourself. We are all so wired and plugged in. That's probably part of the problem, right? What happened to those good old days where you could actually tell stories, hang out with your family, play some pinochle or whatever game of your choice, and just have a good time, you know what I mean? Just enjoy each other, not be worried about, stressed about where you have to get going and what's going on and everything else. All right, this was not the case, however, when a group of at least five people were on a tourist boat that capsized off of Baja California. The U.S. Coast Guard assisting in the search for those that are missing. The boat flipped over Sunday in some very rough weather, just dumped out about 40 people, most of them Americans. And they say that they found one person, an American, who was confirmed dead. And five are still missing. How sad is that? All six of the crew members survived. They ran into some weather, capsized, the boat sank. Some people swam to shore, some walked to a nearby town. And can you imagine that? You're off on a holiday weekend. I mean, that's one of those things, you know, it's the Russian roulette of, hey, I'm just going on a boat. It's going to be fine. No problem. Looks a little rough out there. It's like that trust thing. I trust this crew. They can maneuver this. And unfortunately, it didn't quite work out that way. So you still have a bunch of missing Americans and trying to piece it all together. Here's Glenn Wong talking about the charter boat and about his brother, the accident, what happened, how scary it all was.
I heard people yelling. And my brother got up and looked, went out the hallway and heard somebody, you know, said, get out, get out.
Right now I'm missing not just my brother, but a friend and a fishing companion and somebody very important in my life.
This guy who was yelling for help, help me. And, oh, God, help me, help me. I looked over there. Oh, God. The water's already up to about his head. And we're not leaving until we find him. I mean, one way or another.
Yeah, that would be an awful, awful thing to deal with. So it's a holiday weekend for them, and that was part of the deal. And whether it's their friends, acquaintances, whatever, brothers especially, and you're looking around, can't find them, trying to swim to shore, trying to figure out what to do, fighting the waves. I mean, that's like, in my mind, that has to be one of the worst scenarios I could possibly imagine. And unfortunately, that's what happened. The boat hit something, flips. There's pandemonium, and it's every man for himself, basically. You know, if you're close to shore, Godspeed, you're going to make it. If you're sucking wind and inhaling, basically, all that salty ocean water, then who knows what happens, and who knows if you can, who knows if you can fight it. And the more that time has gone by, because here we are a couple of days later, I can't imagine that they truly believe that they're going to be able to find those people, although what a great ending that would be if they were able to come across them and they churned it out. Now, there were many people that fell off of that sightseeing vessel, I'll call it, and somehow did the tread water thing, I mean, for hours upon hours, and made it out after the boat capsized. And that's, I mean, you know, that's the good news there, obviously. But not for those that are missing, not for the people who whose families are still lingering for hope that they're going to hear some good word. Because they might, you know, this is sad to say, but they might not even find those bodies. And that would be a pretty hard thing to deal with. Geez, I got to wrap my mind around, first, how did this happen? How did I get out? But my brother, I can't find him. And, you know, we've got no body, no wrap of this thing. There is something about closure there. And we'll see. We'll see in the next day or two how it plays out. All right, so we move from that tragedy there on a holiday weekend to the fates and fortunes of somebody else with a lot of do-re-mi, who does look guiltier than sin when you see these pictures of him in the New York papers especially. But lo and behold, Dominic Strauss-Kahn looks like he's going to get the all clear. The alleged victim in the case against him, by the way, has filed a libel suit against the New York Post and five of the reporters after the newspaper reported that the woman was a prostitute. The woman is a native of Guinea who has not been publicly identified, but she's enraged apparently by some of the accusations that are being lobbied about in, like I said, the Post, the newspaper that she's going after. In the meantime, it looks like Strauss-Kahn has a good chance of getting the all clear, meaning there is a chance that this is it, with the damaged reputation, whatever, that the whole thing's over and there's nothing to go on here. Because remember, the woman was a maid at a Manhattan hotel where he was staying. They're saying that, or at least the article said, she was doing double duty because she was collecting cash on the side from male guests as a prostitute. So that, boy, that, of course, that would change completely the scope of the case. So then, if they can prove that, and I think if the Post is running with it, they must have sources, and they're slamming her credibility, then the former head of the International Monetary Fund, who is accused of criminal sexual acts and sexual abuse that happened supposedly in May inside his hotel suite, he's going to get a pass there no matter what went down. So they might not be ready to drop charges just yet, but I'd say this case is on very, very, very shaky ground. And again, this is a character situation that probably brings it down. All right, let me give you another, as I like to call them, odds and ends. So you have Dominic Strauss-Kahn, who looks like his fortune changes. Even though he loses the gig as the head of the IMF, he still has friends in high places, and don't shed any tears for him because he has plenty of money. Might have destroyed his reputation somewhat, but he will bounce back probably even bigger. And then we told you about the capsizing boat. And of course, we've been talking all along about Casey Anthony. But what about the debt deal? How can we ignore the dealing in Washington? Obama is ready to compromise, apparently, on a debt deal, but says it needs to be a compromise and not a short-term deal. So Thursday, there'll be a big meeting at the White House for those who want to deal. And on whatever side of the aisle, for those who want to deal, the White House is open. Maybe it's a combination of taxes and spending, which I don't believe will ever be 50-50. But what will it look like in the end? We've come to the end of the road for this hour of America Tonight. Anyway, if you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me, americatonight.net. You know what to do. Go to the website, click on email, and you're in.